Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our worship time this morning. It's 9:16, bright and early. It's cloudy outside, a little cool. Baseball games are going on next door, but we've got the warmth of Batter Up here in Bethany Church of God. So we're glad that you're joining us. Boy, we're talking about baseball. Our Tigers are not doing very well, but we'll see how they do today. But Deborah's probably got to be beside herself, as well as the coach. But we're gathered together in his name. We're glad you could join us. We're going to be looking at a story in Luke chapter 5, verse 27. We're going to be talking about some interesting concepts, and it has to do with what's coming up next week, which is the 4th of July on Thursday. Everybody's going to be celebrating. We've got the colors going on in here. But we're glad you're with us. BethanyChurchOfGod.org is there for your viewing pleasure. All the information there, podcasts, the website, the information about services, the calendars, the bulletins, a place to log your prayer requests, and also a place to give if you're able. If you can do both, wonderful. If you can pray for us, we appreciate your prayers. If you can give to support our congregation, we are thankful for the gifts that we receive. As we celebrate today, we're going to open up with a song. I brought to you some new songs today, one old and two new. We'll see how you like them. Continuing to invest in you a little bit different music for our Sunday morning time. So we'll begin with that, and then we'll have a word of prayer.
One, two, three, four.
The only answer to the darkness. You're the only right among the wrongs. You're the only hope among the chaos. You are the voice that calls me on, louder than every lie. My sword in every fight, the strength will chase away. Tonight, your name is power over darkness, freedom for the captives, mercy for the broken and the hopeless. Your name is faithful in the battle, glory in the struggle. Your name is power over darkness, freedom, what we can't hear.
Opportunity, God, we have gathered in your name, Father, to recognize there's power, there's freedom, there's mercy. Father, in all of the chaos of life, you are God, and you reign still. Father, we ask for your blessings now upon the time that we spend together. God, may we honor you as we prepare for this upcoming week and prepare for services today. God, remind us of the power that is in the name of Jesus. Remind us that our God is all-powerful, that through all things, He has conquered them through death and resurrection, through the chaos of life. You have shattered the silence and brought into us the opportunity to have freedom today. Father, we pray that you'll just bless all things. We'll thank you and we'll praise you. In your mighty and holy, matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. In Luke chapter 5, I bring to you this word, the word of the Lord. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at the tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said, and Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with him. But the Pharisees and teachers of the law, who belonged to the sect, complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, It is not the healthy who needs a doctor, but the sick. I have come to call the righteous. I have come not to call the righteous. Boy, let me get the scripture correct this morning. I have come not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. May God add a blessing to the reading of His Word. As we prepare for a time of prayer this morning, we want to keep the upcoming activities in the week ahead of us. We want to ask for your blessings continued upon Charlotte, upon Suzanne, Deborah, Gary, the many that we have left, my friend Scott and Rob and a multitude, Pastor Salim in Kenya. We want to keep the churches around us, Brent and Mark and Tom, the sister churches close to us, our churches in our neighborhood. We want to keep the Word of God in prayer, that it would still be alive and active. We want to pray for those who are out working today, busy about doing things, and we want to pray for our country. I'm not going to get into the details of the debate, but I didn't watch it, but we need to pray for our country. It's just as simple as that, and we'll do that, but first we're going to sing about the goodness of God, and then we'll go into a time of prayer.
You, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Every breath that I am God. I love your voice. You will lead me through the fire, and in darkest night, you were close by no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. Oh,
started out, God, this song came over the radio. I paused, God, to reflect and remember the words. And all week long, God, this song stayed on my heart and my mind. Your goodness is running after me. All my life, God, you have been faithful. All my life, you've been so, so good. And yet, God, there are times that I must be honest, that I don't always recognize the goodness of God or the goodness in my life. Father, I know that you are good, and I know that you love us, and I know that you care for us. And I know that your hand is upon not only this church, but our lives. And God, I'm reminded today of the goodness of God. Father, even when I run away, you run towards me. When I run to you, God, you open your arms. You are there, God, and you are merciful and mighty, and you love us. Father, I pray that today, the body of Christ, the church, Father, as we not only prepare for now, but our 11 o'clock service. I just pray that you'll prepare Caroline, that you will pour your spirit upon her. I pray that you'll prepare every person who is getting ready for church this morning, whether here, whether at Evanswood, Hope Crossing, Chippewa Valley, all the churches around our area, Riverside, the Baptist, the United Methodist, the Catholic, the Lutheran, all the churches in our area. God, may you pour open your spirit, and may your Holy Spirit bless your church today. Set it on fire, God, that they will recognize the goodness of God. Father, may they step into the sanctuary. May they step into your presence and find you are wonderful, mighty, and awesome. And God, may you touch their life in a wonderful way. Father, I pray for this country, and I pray that you will touch it in a mighty way. God, we're in the midst of chaos with a presidential candidate and a president. Father, there's some grave concerns. And Father, our country needs God more than ever. And there's things that are going on and things behind the scenes. But God, I pray that you will open up the doors, the windows and minds of heaven, that God, you will bless this country, that you will pour out your spirit, that God will continue to serve you, and that you'll draw people closer to you. I continue to pray for Charlotte as she is shut in. God, I pray that you'll open the doors, that you'll bless her today as she misses Jean, God, as she is there, God. I pray that you'll just open up the windows and floodgates of her heart and mind, and you will bless her, Father. Let her see the goodness of God this morning. I pray for Suzanne and Louie. I continue to pray for Suzanne's healing. I pray for Sister Yvonne, that God, you will bless her. I pray for Kathy. I pray for Deborah, for Rob, for Scott, for Pastor Salim, for the Pentecostal Church in Kangoma. I pray, God, that you will pour your spirit out upon the church today. I pray that God, Gary, and many of us will witness the power of God today. And that, Father, you'll bring healing and restoration to this body, that you will open our minds and our hearts to see the working of God. And whatever we endeavor to do today, whatever we embark to set out, God, may it be of your will and your hand. Father, there are many, for whatever reason, are disgruntled about the church, disgruntled about what's going on, disgruntled about giving, about serving, about worshiping, about the church itself. Father, I pray that you will pour open your spirit upon the church. You will bless it, God, that it remains and will continue to be the entity that you called it. Father, that we may reach the community around us, that together we may worship you and sense your presence. Father, bless it now. Bless this word. We'll thank you and praise you. In your holy name I ask it. Amen. Well, it's no secret what's going on this coming week. 4th of July. Many will be out in parades and picnics and fellowship and doing all kinds of things. And many will be out and about celebrating the goodness, waving the banner, waving the flag, waving victory, waving a celebration, raising a cup. There'll be many, Father, who will be busy about doing things. But one thing is certain, Father. I know there'll be picnics and food and fellowship together. And here we're drawn into a story about Jesus calling Levi. He wasn't the best of candidates from what many would think of, because Levi was a tax collector. And for all intents and purposes, he was a sinner. And Jesus calls Levi and identifies his name. And the story's opening up about Jesus telling us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. And in the following verses, he tells us all about things. I'm sorry, wrong. Jesus is in the midst of healing the paralyzed man. And right after that story, we come into the calling of Levi. And as Jesus calls Levi, there's some real dissension. Not only did he call him and he said, follow me, and Levi got up and left everything and followed Jesus. An immediate transformation in Levi's life. But Jesus said, as he followed him, Levi promised that he would hold a great banquet for Jesus at his house. Now, that is a reminder that you and I will break bread, whether we grill hot dogs or hamburgers, or we cook chicken, or we're doing something outside. Yeah, it'll make us hungry thinking about all the food. You know, baked beans and all of the things that go around it, potato salad and all the fixings. And we're going to gather and fellowship together. You're going to gather with people that may not know Jesus. You're going to gather with people who may know Jesus. You may fellowship with others who you don't necessarily like. And here, as Jesus calls Levi, they begin to hold a great banquet. And who is gathered? But guess what? The friends of Levi's. If you're invited to someone's house, more than likely, you're going to be invited, and they're going to invite people that they know, people that they welcome, people that they associate with, people that they call their friends. And they're going to gather together with them, and you may be invited. And you may step into an area like Jesus did. Fellowshipping is a wonderful opportunity to get to know the people around you, to get to know what's taking place, to get to know the feelings and the sentiment there. In the new commitment to follow Jesus and the roles, Levi held this banquet, and the people that were devoutly turned sinners were with him. The fact that Jesus fraternized with people made him a strong target of criticism. And I say that as we fellowship in this coming week, you may be considered under criticism. You may go to a banquet that you necessarily don't like. I remember a story a few years ago. I had conversations with an individual who didn't want to attend a wedding. For whatever reason, he felt that he should not attend the wedding. Even though it was very close someone to him, he felt that he would receive criticism. He felt that it would be against his own morals and his own scruples, and that there would be severe repercussions for him even attending. We sat down together and began to analyze the subjects a little bit. And the Pharisees and teachers of the law had already mentioned their criticism of Jesus. What I want to suggest to you is go. Go in the midst of them like Jesus did. Go and celebrate. Break bread together and be Jesus to the multitudes around you. We have an awesome opportunity. Not to stay at home and say, well, I'm not going to go because I don't like those people. Go and enjoy the fellowship. Go because you've been asked to go. Go and celebrate together and be Jesus in the midst of the crowd. That's what we're called to do today. And even if it receives sharp criticism, even if it receives sharp analysis from others around you, the answer is remarkable because Jesus points to the moral intensity that I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. You never know the opportunities that might lie before you. You don't know the impact that you will make on someone's life in the coming week as you are invited and celebrate together. Raise a glass. Raise a cup of coffee. Enjoy the festivities. But be the example that we have been called to be. Enjoy the fellowship. Don't let the physical problems, don't let the spiritual surroundings hinder what God is able to do through your life. And oftentimes we find ourselves in those situations. And here Jesus opened up the door. Today, we're going to go fellowship. Today after church, we're going to go out with what we call bread breakers. We're going to go over to the Golden Corral and we're going to eat and eat until we don't want to eat anymore. And we're going to go in all kinds of foods. You may like the food, you may not like the food. You may like the surroundings, you may not like the surroundings. The cost may be too much, the cost may be too little. Regardless, we're going. And we're going to step into the limelight of people around us. And the truth of the matter is, we may not always enjoy what we see around us. But we have an opportunity today to be the church of God. We have an opportunity to be the hands and feet and the body of Christ. And that's what I'm calling us to. Today to go fellowship amongst the people as Jesus did. When you step out as Jesus. Step out as the gospel of Christ. Step out as the example. Step into the world and let the world see Jesus through you and I. Don't refrain from what you're doing. Jesus said, go. Even though you're going to receive criticism, you're going to get that anyway. You might as well be an example to the world around you. And Jesus said, what a radical change of mind that I didn't come to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance. Fellowship this week. Fellowship like you've never fellowshipped before. Go celebrate with the others who don't necessarily like you and let them see the love of Christ through who we are and who He is. And that's what this story is about. Now, we know that later on, Jesus is going to face some real difficult times. But He said, that is why He came. That's why He called. And Levi left everything and became a follower of Christ. What a blessing we have today to celebrate in this coming week. I pray God will bless you. I pray God will open up the doors for you. We're going to close our time today with a song and then prepare for our 11 o'clock worship.
I'm a child of the mountain mover. When my heart is racing deep inside my chest, and when I'm underneath the weight of anxiousness, when my fear is raging and I can't catch my breath,
today, you are faithful still, and I'm a child of a mountain mover. God, you've walked with me through deeper waters, you've carried me through the fire, and you are faithful still. And God, you will remain faithful through all things. Bless us today as your people. Go with us, and we'll thank you in your holy name. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome day, and God bless you. Remember, He is faithful still.